And once again, welcome. Welcome to our first and third, this being the third Tuesday night prospecting training call. This is our second in the series of these calls, and it's going to be a great call for you. Before we get going with the call, I'd like to hear who's on with us tonight. So let us know who you are and where you're calling in from.
Hey, Mark Westwood, South Padre Island, Texas.
Wow, welcome, South Padre Island. Beautiful place. Thanks for joining us from Texas.
Tommy Gentry, Land O'Lakes.
I heard you, Tommy Gentry from Land O'Lakes. Welcome. Who else was that there?
Rayvon, North Carolina.
Welcome from North Carolina. Folks, if you're just joining us, let us know who you are and where you're calling in from.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, welcome to the call.
Norman and Fresno.
Welcome, welcome. Good to have you with us. The West Coaster, good to have you with us. Folks, we're going to get started. Anyone else want to share? I'm looking at a number of you, but we may have a lot of times we get a lot of people that have just joined GBG that kind of want to get some insight into what they got their hands on here on these calls, so we certainly understand that. I'm going to go ahead and mute out the background noise, but don't worry, we'll give you a chance to ask some questions later on. So hold on 1 second, if you would. So once again, welcome everybody to our continuing series of these Tuesday night, or every other Tuesday night, or I guess I really should be accurate, first and third Tuesday nights of the month, prospecting training calls. We're going to get right into the training here, and I get to once again have the pleasure and honor of introducing tonight's trainer. He's a certified network marketing coach. He's a success trainer. He's a multi-million dollar producer. He's worked with countless other network marketers and prospects. He's built successful organizations. He's even trained for multi-billion dollar companies. But right now, he's one of my dear friends and one of GBG's true leaders and just a tremendous asset to us all here at GBG. So from Southern California, I welcome once again back to these calls. I'm a little tongue-tied, I must say. But Steve Sakel, I just got to say, it's an honor working with you, but it's really fun being able to share what you have to offer with so many other people. So thanks for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, Michael. The pleasure is all mine. Am I sounding okay, or is it echoey, or let me know?
It's a little echoey, folks. Steve's got a new office, and I don't think he's gotten that carpeting down yet. It's a little echoey, but we can hear you.
Okay, good.
That's okay.
I adjusted a little bit.
Steve, we love being able to hear you, and if you could kind of start us off here with what you'd like to continue with sharing, especially I know we've got some new GBG members on the call tonight, with what you can share with them that will help them in their efforts to share GBG with others.
Absolutely. The first thing I'd like to share this evening is it's really – the participants, you know, the Olympics are on right now, and you know, we get to watch that, and it's the participants that share in the glory. The spectators, they're excited and everything, you know. They really like it. They get turned on. They get excited, you know, rooting for their team and their country and so forth, and they get to, you know, get that momentary, you know, lifting of their spirits and so forth. But it's those the participants rather than the spectators. Those are the people that really, you know, they get the goal. So just like that, my friends, as you're on this call, don't be bashful. Realize we're all in the same family. Realize that we're all on the same team. And realize that you're amongst people with similar interest in like-minded people. So there's no reason, no real logical reason why anyone should be timid or afraid to share, ask questions, and so forth. So please keep that in mind this evening. Because honestly, the reason for these calls is to get live feedback and to give live, real-time information that can help you with your greatest challenge this evening. So in starting off this evening, I'd like to just mention a quick kind of topic of discussion, Michael, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. One of the things, I mean, we're all familiar with our top 10 reasons GBG is different. You know, you click on that opportunity button on your home page of your front office or your public website, the bold opportunity button, all caps. And one of the things you see is like top 10 reasons or what makes GBG different. Well, consider this for a second. You as the marketer, you as the GBGer, think about for a second and try to narrow it down into a bite size. What makes GBG special to you personally? In other words, what is it about your GBG business? And I said specifically your GBG business that you're excited to share with other people. And basically, for example, it may be, well, the majority of the ways we get paid is upfront weekly fast start pay. You know, that's pretty excited. I'm excited about that. Michael, you pretty excited about that?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And on top of that, we have monthly pay as well. I mean, the best of both worlds, weekly and monthly. And see, when you're contacting a prospect, when you're talking to someone who's genuinely interested in making money from home and in changing the things that are going on in their life that only really money can take care of, those types of things, someone who has a deep desire to take greater control, if not full control, of their financial future, and you know that you're going to talk to them because they've shown an interest in making money from home, specifically through our industry, then the things they want to hear about, the experience they're looking for first, the experience they want first, is that one that relates to money that they have to spend, whether it be startup or whether it be ongoing operational costs like AutoShip, and the money that comes back, even weekly money and monthly money. It's so crucial when you're talking to people about business that we stay on track with a business type real world, business type discussion. And basically, when you're excited, when you understand that, wow, you know, it's awesome, I get fast start enroller bonus pay, and that's in the form of when I enroll a platinum, you know, I get the 25, the 25, and the 100 from then on. If I'm a gold, if I'm a platinum, I get the 50, 50, and 200 from then on, every single one, third and on. You know, that's super exciting. And also what's really exciting is when someone orders a product, if I'm a platinum, I get $20 per product on the initial order, no matter how many they ordered initially, anything other than the platinum status pack, $20 per product. If I'm a gold, $10 per product. And then that ongoing fast start on top of it, my gosh, I get half as much as I got with the initial order. I get, if I'm a gold, I get $5 per product. If I'm a platinum, I get $10 per product. Believe it or not, friends, just that tidbit of information is enough to excite anyone. Anyone. Especially when they look at, well, what did it cost me to get started? You know, round it up to shipping and tax around $50, maybe $80, depending on what product I ordered. Or if I started as a, or that would be as a gold, if I started as a platinum, you know, rounded up to like $435 to $470, whatever. But my gosh, when I realized with less, I could use every finger on my hand, if I enrolled that many people in my first month, I am guaranteed to be in pure profit. And if I enroll one more past that every month, just one a month, I'm still in pure profit. That, my friends, is amazing, and that is unheard of in this industry. So if that type of stuff excites you, that's a perfect thing to talk to someone about, how excited you are to talk to them, knowing they're looking to make money from home. And why you're so excited, you get to share with them the thing that excites you, because you know what? You can ask them once you shared it, does that sound like what you're looking for? Does that sound exciting to you? And after you see that you're on the same page and the prospect seems genuinely interested and has shared a deep desire for a change in their financial situation, then what I like to do is give them just a little homework to help them along their own personal investigation. Now, I do this all the time, and I show people something that relates to their personal dilemma or situation. I never share anything that does not relate to what they shared with me about what got them looking into this industry or what got them looking to make money from home or what their greatest financial challenges that they want to overcome, that their personal occupation or their personal income status isn't providing. I only share something, maybe one or two, that relates to their specific challenge. There's no such word as specific. I just made that up. Their specific challenge. So I hope that makes sense. Michael, do you have any comments on that?
Well, it does indeed make a lot of sense, and I happen to know that you actually spoke with a gentleman today that you put this into play with. You actually did exactly what you're telling us to do yourself today. So would you share real quickly with just what happened as far as giving somebody homework after you've talked with them and sort of aligned with them, your excitement and what might excite them?
Certainly. It's so simple when it becomes second nature, and it only becomes second nature by doing it. And, you know, the law of averages says that when you repeat something like 21 times, it becomes a habit, but it's not a habit until about 21 times. So once you start learning what to assign as homework and why to assign it, you know, a few weeks later, if you do it every day, you'll never do anything else. Well, today, like you said, Michael, I spoke with a gentleman that's no stranger to the industry. As a matter of fact, he told me that he's been a six-figure income earner in our industry. So, of course, I asked him, well, what company are you with? And he said, well, in fact, I've been with two companies in which, according to him, what he shared, he was a six-figure income earner. And he told me the name of the next company he was looking at and he was considering to join. And I said, well, you know, I feel a lot better, actually, knowing that you've been in a couple companies, you have experience, and that you're in between another company. And the reason I feel good about that and hearing that from you is because I can ask you now, would you like me to share with you a tested and proven way, foolproof, that you can know for sure how to evaluate what would be the best business for you? And that being based on facts, not feelings. And Michael, he was a little bit taken back. As a matter of fact, he said, you know, I thought I knew how to do it. And I said, well, your track record indicates something else. And I'm not being rude. I'm just repeating to him, you know, what he shared, right?
Yep.
And he says, okay, well, go on. I'm intrigued. So I said, look, I know many people join businesses because they're shown the product. You know, it's a miracle product. It's the one and only. It's the latest, greatest, and so forth. And they do this with people wanting to make money from home. But if we would think back in a real-world scenario to where, you know, when someone's looking into a business in the real world, like you want to become a contractor, a franchise owner, or whatever, when you're going to be self-employed, the first thing you think of is, okay, well, what's the ballpark? What's this going to cost me? What would I do to make my investment or my whatever I'm putting into this business structure back? And can I guarantee that if I perform according to my plan, you know, the plan I set forward to take action, effective action, I'm going to get myself in profit? So when someone who's really business-minded, looking for a business, wants to be sure they can start an evaluation properly, the first thing they must do is crunch some numbers. What does it cost? And what do I get paid every single time I'm personally responsible for that company earning a dime because of my referral? And the truth is that some companies in this industry, you may have to sponsor or enroll more than one person. The average is 2 to 3 that then have to acquire about 3 customers or 2 or 3 other people on top of them before you get paid, even for the ones you personally enrolled, sometimes to the tune of $500 a pop. But you don't get a dime until the people you enrolled people to or got customers to. And I just asked them, do you think that would be fair? Would that be fair to you? The company's making money every time, but you only make it sometimes? And he said, no. I said, okay, then never, ever accept anything unfair. Remember, every time you're responsible for the company making a dime, you also should get paid something. So that's the first thing. Now, knowing that you should get paid something, look at how much it costs to join, and then look at what you would pay for ongoing monthly qualifications to get paid. And try to figure out how many people would you sponsor or enroll to make everything you spent to start back, and see if that's a realistic number. Many companies, it's 10 to 20 to 30 people. Well, have you ever sponsored 10 or 20 or 30 people in a month before, or even in a year before? That should tell you whether or not it's realistic. So if you had something where you could look at, okay, it costs this much to join, and every time I personally enroll someone, even if they never enrolled a soul themselves, I can still, based on my efforts and my results, my own, make a stable part-time, even towards a full-time income, even if no one I brought in enrolled a soul. And he said, I never thought of that, but that sure sounds like it would work. And I said, of course it would work. The problem is, most companies don't represent that. So I gave him some homework. Now, what homework do you think I'd give him, Michael? He's a network marketer, you know, that's what he told me. And so I know he had successful experience. Can you imagine what homework I might send him to on our website? I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but what do you think?
Well, you mentioned it earlier in the call. It sounds to me like you'd want him to see four networkers only there.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I gave him three little pieces of homework. And in this order, I said, look, you've had some experiences. It went south between you and the company, and you parted ways for whatever reason. Evidently, your understanding and their understanding were not on the same page. So I'd like you to watch this founder's message. It'll take less than 3 minutes. I'd like you to write down, you know, what you loved about it or what you hate about it. I don't care. It's whatever's true for you. And if you didn't hate it, I'd like you to go click on the company link at the top, or the opportunity link at the top, I'm sorry, and look at what makes GBG different. And I'd just like you to read those top 10 things, and believe me, that's an understatement if I ever saw one. I mean, top 10, I could give you a top 20 easily. So look at those and write down what you liked or what you didn't like, if you hated it, if you loved it, I don't care. It's whatever is true for you. And if that, so far, you got through those two steps, here's one other thing I'd like you to do. Click on the one on that same page where you saw the top 10 reasons you're going to see for networkers only. And this thing is going to tell you the difference between the concept that every networker loves versus the reality. The industry concept versus reality. And then tell me what you think. And do it in that order if you don't mind, because you'll know pretty soon whether or not this is even remotely close to what you think you were looking for. And actually, he had to take his wife to the hospital. She was sick, and he called me from there on an emergency, you know, those, you know, where they leave you a message, and then they hit, like, you know, for emergency or top priority, and it rang my cell phone just to make sure he knew he still wanted to talk, and he had done his homework, and he can't wait to talk. So, oh. True story.
Wow. Very, very cool. Well, I just know, as you're talking, it occurs to me, a lot of people always want to know the how-to, I guess I would say, the technique. What do I say? What do I do? How do I prospect? And what I've really come to realize and what I hear you saying is that before you have an effective technique, you got to have the right mindset. And if you really understand the mindset of what GBG has to offer, like you were saying, if you're really excited about whatever excites you about GBG, then you'll be motivated. You'll be moved. You'll be led, whatever. The right words will come out of your mouth. The right intersections will happen or interactions with other people and the right rendezvous. And your technique won't be forced because it'll be coming from the inside out because of your mindset, because of how you're feeling. And I think that's what I hear you saying somewhat is when you're saying, you know, find out what's exciting to you so you can share that with others on a in a grassroots, an organic level is the word that comes to mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
absolutely.
We did get an email. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, we tell the truth. And you know, we've heard with many different trainings and different companies, if you've ever been in this industry for any length of time, you know, they try to encourage you to write your story and all that. And, I mean, people stress so much over it, you know. Well, think of it this way. I mean, here's something to consider. People don't nearly care as much about anything about you as much as what they care or whether or not they know you care about them. That's what they want to know about you. Do you care about them? So if you can share a short, true, personal story of what you love about your company and why you are excited to talk to them, someone looking for a company, I mean, it can be short and sweet and to the point, and if it's true, you've just done something extremely natural that will hit home with someone who's like-minded. And if it doesn't, it's not a problem to realize, hey, you know what? Maybe this isn't for this person. But, you know, I'm not going to say, okay, forget it. You don't get it. You're out of here. I'll say, you know, maybe I can just send you a link and kind of look around. If you have questions, get back to me because I'm not contacting you to twist your arm into a business. Right. I'm contacting you to be part of your solution, but I will never be part of your predicament. You know, those kinds of things. Natural, easy.
Yep, absolutely. We did get an email question in that I'm going to sort of answer and then ask you to expound upon.
Okay.
And this, the question was, what info do you get from a prospect when you give them a kit in order to follow up with them? And I guess there's a couple of different ways. If you're handing somebody a kit and you're with them, obviously you want to get their phone number and also email. I mean, the two major ones are phone number and email. You want to be able to follow up with them with a phone call and email them and continue to stay in touch with them. But there's also, you know, getting information from prospects that you're going to be mailing the kits to. So obviously you're going to have a mailing address for them. But I heard it once said that if you don't have their phone number, you don't have anything. If you don't have a number that you can follow up with them, and in this day and age it's really phone number and email, you'll want both those as far as being able to follow up with them. But Steve, that's my answer to this. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, the way I do, and we refer to this type of marketing as collateral marketing. It's like if you were to get a loan and they wanted you to put up some collateral, what that means is something of value that you own, that you possess, that's in out there, hanging out there, so in case something goes south, you know, they get dibs on it, you know. Not the most popular thing, you know, in the real world, but nevertheless, this is collateral marketing. Why? Because we pay for these kits. So I think when it comes to handing out kits, I mean, there's really not a lot of rules regarding it. But one thing that I would recommend is that I wouldn't hand out a kit without the understanding and the agreement between myself and the other person that they were genuinely interested. As a matter of fact, I would ask for, as I'm giving you this kit, I'm doing it as a gesture of good faith because I believe in giving before receiving. Now, all I ask for you is to let me know when you would watch it, because it's going to take you all of about 12 minutes, maybe 15 or 30 if you rewind it a bunch of times or play it over. All I ask for you to let me know when you'd watch it and when I could expect to talk to you about what you thought. Would you be willing to commit to that? And I'm going to tell you the truth, that someone says, well, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to make any promises. I don't think I would give them a kit. That's just me, though, Michael. That's just me. I think I'd say, well, in that case.
No, I agree. I agree.
Here's my card. Yeah. There's the link. Knock yourself out. And I'm here to answer any question you want. But the reason I say that is because what I am demonstrating, and this is my conversation with the prospect, what I'm demonstrating to you, Mr. Prospect, is that when I work with people, I'm investing my time and effort in my partners. And I don't want them frivolously tossing out kits that they paid money for to people who aren't interested. I like to let them know how they can kind of have a little security to the fact that, yes, this person does qualify for this. They are worth me giving before I receive, because I'm taking them at their word that they're going to get back to me on it.
That makes total sense to me. In fact, I've heard it put, and this was quite a few years ago. In fact, it goes so far back, it was when we were dealing with VHS tapes instead of these kits that have DVDs in them. But I will say that we often are trained to tell people, I'm going to lend you this. There's a value here, and I'm going to lend it to you. And if it turns out to be something that you're interested in and we go into business together, you'll get to keep it. But if it's not right for you, I expect it back. So I'm lending this for you. I need to know how long before I can talk to you in order to either get it back from you or we can get moving forward together. So as opposed to giving out the kits, you might consider thinking of your action as being lending the kit. So that's just one thing I'd heard of, Steve. Okay, well, if there's anything, actually, Steve, is there anything else you'd like to, we've kind of gone right to the end of the half hour we usually go with here. Is there anything you'd like to kind of end with or follow up with?
Well, there was something else, but I'd rather, if you don't mind, like to see if there's anyone with a pressing question so we can get some interaction here, if you don't mind.
Okay, let's see what we can do here. If anybody's on the call right now that would like to ask a question, I believe if you hit *6 on your phone, you'll be able to unmute your line and we'll be able to hear you. So if we've got anybody that wants to ask a question, go ahead and hit *6 on your phone. And we'll wait a minute or two, but rather than unmute everyone, Steve, I'm allowing everyone to hear us, and we've got it
right
in the mode where all they have to do
I
is hit *6. Yeah. Folks, I think I'm going to give it, if you'd like to ask a question, you can hit *6. Otherwise, I'm not hearing of anyone right now. I think we may be okay on this call, Steve. I think we're... Well, here's what I want to let everyone know. You can email your questions to prospecting@gbgcorp.com. prospecting@gbgcorp.com. And we'll address them. We'll continue this series on the first and third Tuesdays of each month. We'll be doing it at 6:30 Pacific time. And we'll invite you to join us, and as you bring new team members on, you can invite them to join us, and we'll continue to kind of get everybody feeling comfortable and confident going forward in what we call prospecting, which is really nothing more than sharing GBG with others. So, Steve, I want to thank you so much. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Michael, I just have one thing. If people are still figuring out how to hit *6 or to unmute, just go ahead and interrupt me if someone's doing that, but... One thing I want to share with people when they get their business overview kits in the mail, whether you got that 8-pack or whether you got a platinum package with 50 or 100, one of the things that I've heard people do that has just been really exciting is as soon as they get their kit or kits, they open one up themselves. And what they do is they plug in that DVD. And then what they do is they open up that pack with the 10-in-1. Unless they got a platinum pack with a bottle of 10-in-1, they just pop a 10-in-1 out of their bottle. And as they're watching it and they're seeing how wonderful it's presented and how it gets right to the point, what they do is they go talk to a neighbor, a friend, or someone, or call them on the phone and say, wow, I just got this thing in the mail. It's awesome. You won't believe it. Would you like to see it? It's this business I looked into and that I thought was great. Well, I just got this business kit in the mail. Do you want to check it out? and they go over and they do it. And then if you haven't taken the 10-1, well, rip that thing open and let them taste it while you both watch it together. Another thing that people have done is when they get their kit and they grab one out of the box, and let's say they had plans for the evening to visit someone, a friend that, you know, a genuine friend, they can take it with them and say, hey, I just got this in the mail. It's supposed to be like 15 minutes or something. I haven't seen it yet. You want to see what it is and check it out with me? And these are things that are natural, very natural, exciting moments. And believe it or not, as you know, as surprising as that may sound, they can be very effective. Now, I'm not saying, you know, every day grab one and say, look what I just got in the mail, if it's not true. Don't do that, okay? But I'm just saying, this is like the first thing you can do when you get your kits that is exciting, it's natural. Just like when you got something in the mail, FedEx arrived or whatever, and you were out there talking to the neighbor, you know, or whatever, and oh, I got my package. Say, oh, what'd you get? What'd you order? You know, it's just like that. It's just like that. They don't judge you because of it. They're happy. Well, you're a good enough friend to share something personal with you. That's cool. You know, no problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Steve, we've used up our time again tonight. Folks, the call is being recorded. We will have this in your GBG back office as usual with the normal call-in line. If you have any questions about how to access these recordings, you can call customer service and they'll give you all the details. And Steve, I just want to say once again, thanks so much for all you bring to the table and all you share with all of us.
My pleasure. Good night, everyone.
Okay. Good night, everyone. I'm going to unmute the call. We can say good night.
All callers are.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks
good
for
night.
Joining us.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you. God bless you.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Steve.
Good night. Good night.